BBC News with Chris Barrow. The leaders of opposition parties in Britain say they've agreed to use legislation to block a no-deal Brexit. After a meeting called by the leader of the main opposition Labour Party, the leader of the Greens said the parties would work together in Parliament to stop Britain leaving the European Union without a deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised to leave the EU by the end of October, with or without a deal. Kurdish fighters in northern Syria say they've withdrawn their forces from some positions on the border with Turkey. The move is in line with a recent agreement between Turkey and the US to establish what they call a safe zone along the Turkish-Syrian border. Sebastian Usher has more details.
In the past few months, Turkish rhetoric threatening a third major offensive into northern Syria had risen to a crescendo. Turkey sees the Syrian Kurdish fighters, known as the YPG, as a terrorist group that represents a danger on its border if allowed to remain. To forestall such an attack, Washington, which has supported the YPG in the war against the Islamic State group, has this month agreed with Ankara to work on setting up a buffer zone along the border. The Syrian Kurds say that their withdrawal shows their commitment to a negotiated settlement of this potentially explosive issue.
The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has cast doubt on the possibility of an imminent summit with President Trump a day after hopes were raised of such a meeting. This report from Charles Haviland.
There's been a downturn in relations between Washington and Tehran since the Trump administration withdrew last year from the Iran nuclear deal. Speaking on state television, President Rouhani said that if the US lifted its sanctions, bilateral relations might improve, and he sought again to reassure the US that Iran would never build a nuclear bomb. It had even issued a fatwa against doing so. Mr. Rouhani's relatively dovish approach isn't going down well with conservatives in Tehran. It's been criticised by a newspaper close to the Islamic Revolutionary Guards.
The Brazilian government has rejected an offer of $20 million in aid from G7 countries to help tackle fires in the Amazon. The Foreign Affairs Ministry told France it should first fulfil its commitment under the Paris Accord to help developing countries fight climate change. Natalia Passarinho from BBC Brazil says President Bolsonaro's plans for the Amazon are at odds with the wishes of many people abroad.
President Jair Bolsonaro has been very clear in saying that, in his opinion, it's necessary to expand economic activities in the Amazon. He has always said that the Amazon is now open for business. He wants to attract foreign companies as well as national companies to operate in the Amazon. He even said that mining in indigenous land would be a possibility. And he has always been very skeptical of climate change.
Natalia Passarinho from BBC Brazil. And you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.